August 18th, 2010, 16 years ago today, the gunslinger back in town. After much consternation, would he return? Would he come back? Vikings were so close to the Super Bowl in 2009. We know how that ended. But Brett, come back. We can do it again. And Brett Favre made the decision. It was very dramatic. We had a private jet flown down to Hattiesburg. Jared Allen, Ryan Longwell.
I think Steve Hutchinson was on
Hutch.
That flight.
Big Hutch.
I think the great story is they show up, they hang out with Brett, they're having some snacks, drinks, whatever, talking about it. He leaves for a little while. They wonder what happened to Brett.
Right.
Deanna comes in, Brett's like, oh, he went to bed. Wait, what? Yeah, he went to sleep.
I thought you were going to say he went and got the lunch. Remember, got the bucket. Remember, he showed up with the bucket?
Yes.
Yeah, so Brett Favre came back, and the Vikings were terrible. 6-10 they went that year.
Not good.
Brett Favre bouncing off the frozen tundra of then TCF Bank Stadium against the Bears, and that was it for Brett Favre's football career. But I remember, because it was on my Facebook memory today, where I was one of the reporters waiting at the, I think we were at the St. Paul airport, thinking that he was going to fly into St. Paul, that the Wilf's plane was coming to St. Paul, when in fact, I think it went to Flying Cloud. But that, did we have both years where we had helicopters in the air tracking his ride to Winter Park?
The first, certainly. We all remember
that. Yeah. I mean, that was surreal. That was one of the top five news days that I can remember, being on the side of the field at Winter Park and seeing Brett Favre come out of the tunnel with a Viking helmet on.
I was at home watching all the coverage that afternoon, watching Chopper 5 track the SUV from the St. Paul airport over to Winter Park.
Yes.
My wife comes home. We were just married at the time. Hey, honey, all right, you got to listen to me. No, seriously, this is really important.
Yeah.
Here's what's going on.
Yeah. That was great. And then the first year, as expected, like, oh, my God, he's going to do it. We're going to go to the Super Bowl. But, yes, then he comes back the second year, and it wasn't good.
No.
Which raises the question, other comebacks that didn't live up to expectations or just completely failed. Comebacks that completely failed, whether it's in entertainment, sports, politics. I think a lot of people would suggest that they'd wish that Donald Trump had failed in his comeback. But no, that is far from an unsuccessful comeback. That is one of the more successful comebacks in any kind, of any kind, anywhere. But I'm talking about the ones that just kind of fell flat on their face. When Michael Jordan came back to play basketball for the Wizards, was it? That really went nowhere, right? That's the one I can think of in sports at the top of the list.
It wasn't a complete, train wreck. He was a fine player. He wasn't certainly Michael Jordan, but he was, he was serviceable still.
Yeah.
He was still the greatest player at the tail end of his career. It wasn't like he was a detriment to that team. He just, wasn't the MJ we all remembered.
651-461-9226. Chime in here. Worst comebacks ever. I was trying to think before Susie got on, the media members in this town who maybe came back, maybe after they'd been at a different market or decided to come back to maybe a different station, mm-hmm. whether it's TV or radio.
Jed Hartman?
Well, I wasn't going to say that. I think that was just obvious. Where it didn't go so well. 651-461-9226. Randy Moss returning to the Vikings the second time.
Going to say the same thing.
Randy Moss coming back.
After.
How about Kevin Garnett coming back to the Timberwolves? That didn't really...
No, on the court, that didn't do anything.
Nope.
He was off the court the vast majority of the time. Did that lead to what's going to happen in February with the jersey retirement finally happening and him making up with the franchise?
Yeah.
Guess that's worth something.
Maybe, right. But yeah, it didn't really do much other than sell a few tickets initially. Yeah, here's a good one for politics. Tim Pawlenty running for governor the third time. 2018 was that?
It did not last long.
Did not last long at all. So that's a good one.
Yeah, he learned he was not welcome anymore.
Somebody says, Madonna, she thinks 16-year-old boys are still thinking about her. Sorry, Madge. Time to take up Mahjong. I don't know. I mean, Has she ever gone away?
Not completely. I mean, the new album has been...
She's certainly not at the level she once was.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, she's... What is she? 60? She's got to be in her 60s,
right? I think she's mid-60s, yeah. But, I mean, new album out. People, at least initially, said, that's not so bad.
Yeah.
Way to go, Madonna.
The basketball team that came back to Minnesota after the Lakers hasn't worked out very good either.
Well, 68 for Madonna, by
68.
The way. 68? Yeah.
Yeah, see, I don't see her as like a Madonna, big Madonna comeback. I mean, I guess Elvis, right? I mean, Elvis had the comeback special, which was tremendously successful. But after that, it kind of, you know, once he started eating the peanut butter and banana sandwiches and started taking the drugs, I think things went downhill for the king. Mike Lindell, somebody says. Okay. Did he really go away, though? I mean, it's
like ever since he popped up with a MyPillow, he's been around.
I was going to say. Top 10 sports failed comebacks. I looked it up here. Number one, Michael Jordan returning to the NBA was number two. Despite a successful first season back, through a short knee injury, his time in Washington paled in comparison to any percentage of his tenure in Chicago. During the 02-03 season, he was an age legend, scored a career-low 20 points per game. Still not bad. In two seasons with the Wizards, never saw the postseason, which led him to criticizing underachieving teammates. The number one failed all-time sports comeback, according to Bleacher Report, Muhammad Ali. Arguably the greatest ever to stitch on a pair of boxing gloves, Ali was a man on a mission in the ring. His fast feet, quick hands, and ruthless mouth gave opponents frights and confidence. In 1979, after 59 fights and only 3 defeats, he retired. But he'd return a year later, 38 years old, only to lose back-to-back fights to Larry Holmes, who gave Ali his first TKO, and Trevor Burbick defeated Ali, finally went away. What was I just thinking? Oh, like Mike Tyson. I mean, Mike Tyson, like after he lost to Buster Douglas, was he?
Well, he had the run, though, before Holyfield, where he was beating the tar out of guys.
Yep.
You know, he had, what, I don't know, it was 3 or 4 fights that were, you know, it looked like vintage Tyson. They were done quickly. He was just pounding guys, and then he ran into a real fighter, Evander Holyfield, who knew how to take a punch, knew how to dodge a punch, knew how to throw a few punches, and I don't know, the second time, obviously, he said, I've had enough of this. I'm going to bite the ear.
So he says Tiger Woods. I don't know. Tiger won the Masters in 2019. I mean, certainly.
Kind of which comeback are we talking about?
Yeah, I was going to say, which comeback? And again, like, he shouldn't have had to come back if he would have taken care of his body and stay with his coach. But I don't know. Still winning a major at that age.
Is it Brooks Koepka, who's now back on the tour after Liv, and he says he stinks?
Yes. Roger Clemens, somebody says. Did Clemens hang on too long?
I can't think of a comeback for Roger.
No,
he was always there.
He was always there. Maybe the best comeback ever, when they got rid of New Coke and then brought back the old Coke. Well, that's a good comeback. Bud Grant in 84-85 coming back after Les Steckel. Yeah, probably. Harmon Killebrew coming back as a Kansas City Royal was one of those instances where a player should have retired instead of hanging on one more year.
Well, how many of those do we have, though? Not, you know, they didn't leave the game, but it's
just
hung on too long. You leave that team you've been with forever because you get, you know, 1 or 2 year deal with somebody else and doesn't work out.
Lindsey Vonn, somebody says. I mean, this year, obviously, she came back to the Olympics and then crashed out, literally.
Yeah.
So I guess that's a failed comeback. A few texts are saying Chi-Chi's. I don't know, man. Like, Jordana, like, a couple weeks ago, she went to Chi-Chi's. She said it was packed. I think people are still going to Chi-Chi's.
Still crushing it now, the new Chi-Chi's?
New Chi-Chi's, but... Yeah, you'll never return to the greatness of, you know, prime Chi-Chi's in the 90s. So good suggestions there for worst comeback of all time. It's 2:17. Jamie Yuccas coming up in about 15 minutes. We'll chat with Jamie. Adam in for Chad on a Tuesday on WCCO.